Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the, I wanted to say lovely, but she's Canadian, and I don't know if there is such a thing as a lovely Canadian, so I'm not sure. So we'll just call her Krista. The lovely for a Canadian, Krista Erickson, I'm assuming, I don't know. She started her cleaning company, Elf, Edit Life's Focus, in December 2020. We were recording this early 2021, like March. She's in Beaumont, Alberta, Canada, as it pains me to say. She serves residential folks and she serves busy corporate moms who own, she's residential. I don't know. You'd think I'd been paid to talk for 5 years. I'd figured out I haven't. And their motto is, "We work so you can play," which I love. So Krista is currently in our elite program. And I was just telling her before we started, my favorite thing about having elite members in is she's not at the end. So she's probably still scared and overwhelmed and not sure. So she can kind of share. She's like, "Oh yeah, this is terrible. Don't anyone give this jerk money. He's going to yell at you and make you do work." True, by the way, all of that true. And just kind of share like what she's getting out of it, what her fears are, what she's gone forward. And hopefully you guys can, you know, she spent a lot of time over the last month figuring crap out, and she's going to hopefully distill it down in a way that you guys and gals are like, "I don't have a month. Help me out. Just tell me what to do." So, anything I missed on your introduction or anything you want to add about you and your company, Krista, before we dive into kind of the business part of it?
No, that's it. I service busy corporate moms because I was a busy corporate mom, and that's kind of how I found myself here. I have three little kids, and I was tired of letting other people tell me what to do all day, every day, and not focusing on what I wanted to focus on. And I've had cleaning ladies for as long as I can remember. And my favorite thing is coming home to a clean house that I don't have to clean. And I just wanted to give that to somebody else. I want to share that with other people. So I kind of fell into cleaning. I stress clean, so I was doing that. And
my wife does the same thing. When I come home and the house is like sparkling, I'm like, "Uh-oh, we got a problem." "What's up? Baby, how you doing? You need a foot rub? What's going on over there?" Like, she does the same thing. So guys, gals, I want you to hear something that she said that I'm guessing for Krista didn't sound like anything magical, but, and maybe you guys didn't catch it, but this is really big. So many people start with, "I was really good at cleaning. I've always been good at cleaning. I love cleaning, clean, 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 clean." And for those of you that's where you're at, if you did come to our program, we'd spend the first couple of weeks unwinding that it's all about cleaning and I'm a good cleaner. And the better I clean, the better my company will be, and trying to replace that belief with exactly what Krista said. I loved it. She said, "I was a corporate mom." It's so funny. I can picture the cleaners looking at Krista at her corporate job going, "I wish I had your job." And Krista looking at the cleaners going, "No, I think I want yours." Like, so that's an odd, rarely does that happen where two people are looking at each other going, "I think you got the better end of the stick." But the magic words that you said was, "I always had a cleaning lady. I loved the way I felt when I came home." I promise you guys, gals, if you are doing any of the selling in your business, certainly on the residential side, and you're trying to sell, "This place is filthy, we'll make it clean." You get a long, first of all, moms don't like to be told their place is filthy. Even you're like, "Oh, I'm trying to subtly, you know, knock the old cleaner." Great. You're not so subtly making Krista feel like garbage about herself. Your client feel like garbage about you. Good luck with that. If you focus on cleaning, that's not where they're at, or they're the wrong client, right? Krista's like, "I don't know what your corporate job was, but I'm guessing you made okay money, or you wouldn't have showed up." Is that fair? Okay. She's giving me the, "Oh, I made money, dude. Don't you worry." So she had a job probably making good money. And she understood, "I will trade that money for both time and feeling the way I want to feel when I come home." And she's selling that. So guys, if we just end the podcast now, you just walked away with, stop selling cleaning, start selling the way you can make people feel and time. That's it. We're going to go, but that's huge. So I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but hopefully you came into the program with that belief. Did we have to beat that into you, or did you show up ready-made?
No, I showed up with it. But I wanted to figure out, the whole point of leaving my job was to not be working all day, every day. So I wanted to run a cleaning company. I didn't want to clean in a cleaning company. So that's why I came to you guys. And man, that's a grand slam. I'm not done the elite program yet, but my goal is to be out of cleaning by April 15th because my birthday is the 16th and I will be out. 100% I will be out.
By the way, just to be nail it, this is March 16th. So we are 1 month down, and hopefully you guys heard what she said. My goal is to X. And then she said, no, that's not the truth. I will be out by X. So love, love, love that. All right. So gosh, there's so much to unpack. Cause I know there's a lot of people listening that are in one of two spots and they're both resonating with you. One is I've got a good job and I don't like it. I want out. They tell me what to do. They run my life, especially if they're mamas, like I got three kids. They're making themselves the priority. And quite frankly, I need my kids, my family to be the priority. Me, God forbid, I'm the priority. So I'm afraid and I want to make that jump. And then there's the people that have made that jump, but they're still cleaning. Like, this isn't what I signed up for. And now I got 17 bosses with my clients and everyone's telling me what to do. Talk to those guys and gals.
Well, I think anyone who is cleaning, after a month of cleaning, you realize that you don't want to be cleaning anymore, especially if you're an older cleaner. Like, I'm not old, but it hurts. Like,
for those of you that can't see Krista, she looks like a young lady and she's got a ridiculously adorable red shirt with little pink hearts about it, which is like so Canadian. I just see her in her little winter home, just like loving her kids and having all these hearts around. So, definitely young. Yeah. Let's just put it.
Old enough to air quotes retire from my corporate job. And I was a stay-at-home mom for a while and I always wanted to get back into the corporate world. And I was like, yeah, this is what I did. And then I became a mom and now I'm going to go back and kill it again. And things shift and you don't want to be giving your time away like that. And I was scared to death to do it. And I couldn't be happier. I am so happy. And I'm so grateful for the elite course, the confidence that I have now. Well, Mike, you might remember it was like two coaching calls ago, I became a marketing whiz. So I became a marketing whiz I was doing the marketing modules and I was glowing and I was bragging to everyone I know. I'm like, I don't know what you do, but I slay marketing all day, every day now with my cleaning company. So just an immense amount of confidence because it is really scary. It is very scary to be a single mom of three kids and to walk away from your job to pursue something that you know nothing about, but you feel that it's right. And I don't regret a single bit of it.
Man, you're saying so many just impactful things. So I want to brag on you for a second and then I got a question. So the brag is, and again, I love, and we're really selective about who we take in our program so we can win. We take people that came in like Krista. It's pretty easy to help her be successful because so much of your beliefs and the way you look at the business are correct. We don't have to spend half the time replacing those unhealthy beliefs. We can just go right to here's what to do and how to do it. So I love that she gets, there's no money in cleaning crap. Right? Like there's just not, I'm sorry. I know we're in the cleaning business. There's no money in that. What she said is I'm a marketing whiz. There's a ton of money in the ability to attract clients to the service that you provide. And guess what? Whether you sell cars, cleaning, manufacturing, production, construction, I've had all of those companies, the systems and processes are exactly the same. So I love that you get, I'm not selling making dirty stuff clean because that's low value. I'm selling feeling great when I walk it, when mom walks in the door. And again, corporate mom, she's like, I'm not going for broke folk. No, no, no offense, broke folk, but you just can't. Yo, she's weak. All right. Something happened visually for all you podcast. You're gonna have to go back and watch the video to see what happened, but it was delightful.
Making it rain.
I didn't know they did that in Canada. I thought you're too classy for that, but apparently Canadians are just as dirt bags as us Americans. So, yeah. So I love that she gets I'm not selling clean. It's the only way I make people feel. B, I'm not doing clean. I'm doing the high value work, the high pay work, which is attracting people to my cleaning company and getting them to understand. Those are big girl, big boy thoughts. And you come in like that, holy crap, can we rock your world? You come in all beliefs like, oh, I'm the best cleaner in the world. And that's why I get paid. We got to unwind that forever. Now, that said, I'm just trying to put myself in some of the audience, if not many of the audience's shoes out there going, yeah, she had a fancy corporate job. She's probably really smart. I'm sure she took her big corporate experience and that's what got her. And I don't have that corporate experience. So I can't, I'm going to fail. Honestly, don't answer what I think, what you think I want you to say. Give the truth. I have no idea what your corporate, I should know. We've talked and she's in the program, but I have no idea what your corporate background was. How much of that has brought value to your ability to grow a cleaning company? Totally honestly, if it's a ton, I'll look a little stupid, but let's be honest. If it's none, let me just tell me.
So I'm a human resource background. And I learned a ton, even in the employee modules, because it's different. Cleaners are a different breed of employee. So obviously my business sense and like I did business consulting had something to do with it, but the program, I don't know, the program just lays it all out in such a way that I learned everything in it as something in every module, like at least one thing for sure, like a solid heavy thing that I need.
So I'm in two
spots. I don't have to clean.
One, I hate interrupting anyone that's, you know, saying nice things about me. So half of me is like, yes, let's hear all about that, Krista. Two, I'm like, man, if I'm a podcast listener, I'm like, I'm not here for a stupid commercial on their dumb program. I just want to get help. A, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love and appreciate all the kind words and it's amazing. Please don't hear me being like, shut up about how great we are. But I also want to make sure no one feels like this. I promise you guys, gals, my goal on all these podcasts is to really help you get to where Krista's at and feel the way she feels and have the tools that she's got. A small percentage of you are going to become clients. That's great. We love you. The vast majority are not. It's okay. We're still trying to give you value. So thank you for all the kind words, Krista. But I just want Cleaning Nation to know, again, beforehand, I promise I wasn't like, all right, here's how we're going to sell our crap. Like,
no, I really just 100% not. I'm a huge fan. And we talked a little bit about like my biggest takeaway from all of this.
Well, hold on. We'll get there. I still have questions. Okay. So okay. In the coaching I want to give you, because it's odd. I wouldn't say a ton, but our share of human resource folk. And it's funny because it sounds like Krista made a good living. And if she made a good living in human resource, she probably wasn't doing that for a team of 23. I'm sure there was hundreds or thousands of people that were under your care. Fair. Okay. She gave me the nod, which by the way, we're on a podcast. So the head movements are good for the video folks. She's nodding and doing hand gestures. I'm like, okay, for the YouTube folks, that's going to be fine. The podcast people are wanting to punch somebody. And now she's making an adorable Canadian face. So again, all of you podcast listeners, this is one you're probably going to want to go rewatch on the YouTube so you can see little Miss Hearts on her shirt, which is just adorable. Okay. So it is human resources from like 0 to 20 people. Wildly different from 20 to like 60, and then 60 to probably 150 is a little different, and then 150 to probably 500. There, at each level, that job is wildly different. So I want all of you guys and gals out there not to feel like, oh, well, she's this human resource guru. Yeah, once she starts running a multi-$100 million company or $1 billion company, even then she's still going to have a human resources person. But so I just want you guys to know, don't think, same with marketing. A lot of people come marketing from very large companies, and the way that Coca-Cola does marketing will absolutely bankrupt a small cleaning company. And the way that the company that Krista did, she brought those same concepts to your company. It was all legal and how to do it. It would be terrible for a small startup, like with 7 employees, it would be awful. So I want to encourage you guys and gals, everyone that comes to us has different skill sets. If you're just a mom that's never had a job, or a high school graduate that's out of college, or someone with a big corporate background, or we all have our different strengths and weaknesses. So look at what Krista says, but don't tell yourself the lie of, well, if I had her opportunity, her sweater, then I could be successful. I'm sure she, girlfriend's a single mom with 3 kids. So she's got other issues of like, I have things wanting my time, right? So please, please, please don't take the easy way out and go, well, Krista's this magical unicorn. And that's why I have you guys on, because you can listen to me and go, oh, well, Mike's a coach and he's somehow different than me and I couldn't do that. Fine. Not the truth, but fine. Krista's exactly like you. She might be older, younger, more kids, less kids. Came from corporate, came from this. None of that. I was broke, by the way. So I don't know about Krista, but I'm guessing she's got a real adult education, college, blah, blah, blah. I have none of that crap. So you're talking to 2 people doing okay, wildly different things. So please don't use that as an excuse to be like, well, if I had Krista's education and Mike's devilish good looks and, you know, whatever. Krista's like laughing at one of those. I don't know which one it was. I'm going to assume it wasn't the good looks. So that's an obvious thing for all of you watching. So don't tell yourself that lie. Okay. All that said, now talk about probably the biggest Let's go internal, external. So it's been a month since we've kind of, not kind of, since we've been working together. What's the biggest internal shift? Like, I used to look at this thing that's important, hiring, business, client attraction, culture, anything like this. And now I looked at this and that was hard or easy and it worked or didn't work. And the biggest external, I used to kind of hire, get employees like this. And these, I know these are big. She'd give me the big, like, holy crap, she told me about this question before.
Internally, hands down, and this has shifted literally my entire life and how I'm living my life now, is the core values exercise. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe how impactful that was. And I tried to sidestep it. I tried to, like, figure out a way how to go about it and not put myself in that vulnerable spot. And it has honestly shifted the way I, not like in a great way, but like I take a moment, the way I'm parenting, the way I'm running my company, the way I am showing up for my friends and my family. Like, to everyone knows they have core values, but to actually like write them down and like see them and then start like actively living them with purpose. That was huge. That was massive for me. So So that was my internal for sure. And then because of that, externally,
hold on. Let me give one comment on that. I want to encourage all of you guys and gals. Well, first of all, let me give a quick overview of what it is, because some people that haven't been in the program or haven't been listeners for a long time are unfamiliar with the core values. And that is really just being crystal clear in who you are and living it really loud. So for us, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And I promise through the podcast, through clients, there are people that do not share those core values. They think that fun and business is ridiculous and we're silly. And I call myself good looking on a broadcast and like, I can't deal with any of that stuff. That's ridiculous. That's A-okay, right? Because if we did work together, you're going to not dig me so much and you're going to drive me up a freaking wall. So let's just part. It's okay, right? We'll just be fine. Chris is a big nerd, so when I make fun of her sweater and call myself good looking and bust her chops for being Canadian, she's smiling. She's so happy. She's like, that's me. That's who I am, because we connect on a core values level. And so that's the short version of that. It just makes it easy, right? So, you know, we'll do events and I spend a lot of time with my Millionaire Mastermind people, we'll do dinner, and we spend a lot of time with our clients. And my favorite thing to hear is, you're the same dude on the podcast, right? Elite people, and they come in, they're not like, oh, that was podcast Mike. Now I've given him money. He gives me like the good stuff, or there's like, it's a different Mike. It's the same idiot, right? So the people that love the podcast are going to love me in the program, and the people that don't like the podcast, vice versa. So it takes a lot of pressure off of us as owners to try and be like, oh, I have to act a certain way so my clients or my employees will like me or trust me. None of us are that good of actor for that long, right? You just have to at some point be you. So that's what that means. The big thing I want to say is what she said is so true, in that started affecting my life. If you really start changing who you are as a business owner, it's going to change who you are as a mom, as a dad, as a husband, as a girlfriend, as a daughter, as a son, right? So really important, when you're doing it right, that's natural. If you're like, I started realizing the way I look at my business really affects, you know, really business is just how we interact with other human beings and our whole lives, but whether we get paid or not is interacting with other human beings. Like, so excellent connection. It's so silly to be like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur over here, but then I'm this over here. Like, it's the same human being, just in different circumstances. All right. What's the big external change you made, sister?
External is I had the whole chicken or the egg thing. Like, do I get the clients or do I get the employees or what do I do? So my whole hiring process and recruiting, staff and clients, like that whole thing is like, I did have a system in place. It was no system. So now I have a system and I have funnels coming in and slay all day.
Slay all day. That is, we got to move your motto from, we work so you can play, because we slay all day. You got to put that all
yes.
in.
Yes. That's too
good. See, and again,
like with reindeer and stuff.
I love that, because 12% of the population, if she said that, would be like, you're an idiot. I'm never going to deal with you. And Chris, like, good. Yeah, I don't want you to pay me to make you crazy. And I don't want to take your money and have to put up with your nonsense. Some percentage is going to be like, that's ridiculous. I think I love her. And that's who she was. She's like, yeah, I know. That's exactly how this whole thing works. All right. We are running out of time, as we always do. I'm going to let you finish it. What's the one big takeaway message? If you could say anything to Cleaning Nation out there and give as much value as you can in 30 seconds, what would you say?
Trust yourself, trust your gut. If you're here and you have a passion and you want to make an impact and help people come home and feel awesome about their house or their business, do it, do it, do it, do it. Cause my whole life has changed. I am so happy. I was so stressed, and COVID and everything was bringing me down. And if you are watching this on YouTube, I've had a stupid grin on my face the whole time because I am just freaking happy.
I don't know what else to say. I just want to give you a hug. You are such a, such an amazing human. Look at this. She, yeah, you got to tune in. She does have a ridiculous grin at me, and it's contagious. Now I got a stupid grin, so I caught some of that. And now she's doing the Macaulay Culkin Home Alone, you know, freak out face, which is working for her. Somehow, as a middle, you know, a younger adult woman, she's pulling it off. All right, Cleaning Nation. Hopefully you got some value. We love hearing from you. If there's stuff you want to hear about, more Krista, more this, more that, let us know. You can join our Facebook group, totally free. I think there's 10,000 members, owners of cleaning companies. Growing Cleaning Companies got over 600, we might be closer to 700 now, podcasts. I would start with the absolutely complimentary on-demand training right at growmycleancompany.com. Doesn't cost you anything. Check it out. We are here to serve. Appreciate you. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleancompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.